Yes, good evening, Professor.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Ach, good, wonderful.
My first question is just, in 2002, you did an autopsy on football player Mike Webster. This led to the re-emergence of the awareness on the condition called CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy. If I'm not mistaken, it was previously described in boxers. Is that correct?
In boxers, we called it dementia pugilistica.
Okay.
We believed it was due to amyloid.
All right.
And that it only occurred in boxers. But that was what preempted me to examine Mike Webster's brain, because my belief was that anybody who suffered repeated trauma to the head in sports would suffer what boxers suffered. It was not unique to boxers.
Yes.
And so when I saw it in Mike Webster's brain, I couldn't call it dementia pugilistica because Mike Webster was not a boxer.
Okay.
So I had to give it a new name, and I wanted to give it a name that was already existing in the literature.
Okay.
Because in the United States, there's what is called the Daubert, D-A-U-B-E-R-T, the Daubert principle.
Yeah.
And it means you cannot use a new discovery in the court of law.
Okay.
So if I had given it a totally new name, it may not be accepted in the court of law. So I had to find some name in the literature. I saw traumatic encephalopathy.
Okay.
And I saw progressive chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And I saw many other names. I saw about 30 other names.
Yeah.
But chronic traumatic encephalopathy was the best name I liked, because chronic traumatic encephalopathy really does not mean anything.
Yes.
Because then I was afraid I could be wrong.
Okay.
So if somebody proved me wrong, I would have a fallback to say, look, after all, it does not mean anything.
Okay.
But also, chronic traumatic encephalopathy has a good acronym, CTE.
Yes. In layman's terms...
It has a good acronym, and it sounds very sophisticated, intellectually sophisticated. And, I mean, in 2002, if you Google CTE, you may find only one or two hits.
Yes.
But today, you Google CTE, it will crash your computer.
I can just imagine. In layman's terms, for people out there not being doctors, what would you describe CTE now as a definition?
Well, chronic traumatic encephalopathy is a type of brain damage.
Okay.
That you suffer when you suffer blunt force trauma of the head.
Okay.
It does not have to be repeated blunt force trauma. It could happen in just one blunt force trauma, like in a motor vehicle accident.
Okay.
It could happen with several episodes. It could also happen with repeated blunt force trauma to your head.
Okay.
It is a disease that may manifest immediately after you suffer brain trauma. It may take several days, several weeks, several months, or it may take even years and decades. In 1969, the longest reported was 42 years.
Okay.
So it may begin to manifest many years after you've stopped playing, or after you've suffered your traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
And it manifests with a constellation of symptoms.
Yes.
Or a combination of symptoms that may include mood disorders like depression, bipolar symptoms. It may manifest with behavioral symptoms, changes in behavior,
yes,
aggression, impulsivity, inability to engage in sophisticated thinking,
yeah,
to engage in high levels of intellectual functioning,
yes.
progressive loss of intelligence, drug abuse, alcohol abuse. It may also manifest with increasing criminality and sexual improprieties.
Okay.
It may manifest with cognitive disorders like loss of memory, mm-hmm. inability to manage bank accounts, inability to function well in the office,
yes.
To engage in previous levels of functioning, like deterioration at being a doctor, being a lawyer. And then it could also manifest with motor disorders, symptoms resembling ALS or motor neuron disease, and symptoms resembling Parkinson's disease. So, but the bottom line is that it is a type of brain damage.
Okay.
That would manifest with progressive symptoms.
Thank you very much for that. What do you suggest is the prevalence of CTE in patients participating in contact sports like football or rugby?
Yeah, when you play high-impact, high-contact sports,
yes.
Yeah, the big six are rugby,
yeah.
American football, ice hockey, mixed martial arts, boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
When you engage in one of these sports, you have a 100% risk exposure.
Sure.
Okay. Meaning you have a 100% risk,
yes.
of suffering some type of blow to your head.
Yes.
There is no safe blow to the human head. Okay.
Definitely.
So any violent blow has the potential of causing some level of damage. Studies performed here in America shows that if a child plays American football, which is just like rugby,
yes.
to an extent, just after one season of play, there is evidence of permanent brain damage.
Sure.
The prevalence of suffering brain damage in football players here in the United States is over 90%. It's about 90% to 100%.
Oh, that's amazing.
And the prevalence of CTE in the general population, there was a study that came out of England, is about 12%.
Okay.
Okay. And what we are discovering now, many of these diseases we thought to be dementia.
Yes.
We are going back now to look. We are finding out that, yes, that there are traumatic encephalopathy.
Okay.
So that is why it has always been my position.
Yes.
That no child no child under the age of 18, knowing what we know today,
yes.
should engage in high impact, high contact sports. It
yes.
is now foolish.
Yes.
And I mean this. I mean every word I'm saying.
It
yes. is foolish today for any parent
yes.
to allow his or her child to play rugby.
I totally agree with you.
Play American football.
Definitely.
Boxing, ice hockey. Because you are damaging your child's brain, period.
Yes. I totally agree with you. Then on the Webster autopsy of the brain, what I've read is you said that the brain looked normal when you did the autopsy, and then you self-financed the tissue analysis on the brain or the further analysis. Did you expect to find something in particular, or was it just thinking that something might come of it?
Well, when I examined Mike Webster's brain, I practice my faith in my science in my faith. I believe science and faith
yes.
are in search of the truth, and there is only one truth, okay?
Yes.
So when I saw Mike Webster, going by my science, I had no reason to do his autopsy. We knew why he died.
Yes.
He suffered a massive heart attack.
Yes.
But because he had suffered so much in his life, nobody really knew why he suffered. They blamed him. Everybody assumed he was a jerk, was a bad person.
Yes.
His wife left him. So my faith came in. I sympathized. I empathized with him.
Yes.
And I said to him on my autopsy table, look, Mike, I think there's something wrong with you. And I promised him I shall use all my education and knowledge to vindicate him. Because I knew he was a fellow human being like myself. And if I would vindicate him, I would also vindicate myself, because we all are members of one another.
Yes.
Okay? So it was by faith that I did what I did.
Okay.
I was not expecting to see anything. All I was doing was there was something wrong. What it was, I did not know. Because by then, dementia pugilistica was only described in boxes.
Yes.
Essentially.
Exactly.
So if you ask me what I was looking for, honestly, I did not know what I was looking
Perfect.
For. And my boss, my professor then called me into his office and asked me what I was looking for. I said, I did not know. He said, well, if I did not know, that means we did not need to examine his brain and that the office would not pay for it.
Okay.
Okay. So I paid for the analysis with my own money.
Okay. That's
because by faith, I believed there was something wrong.
Yes, yes.
So even when his brain appeared normal at autopsy.
Yes.
I should not have examined his brain because his brain appeared normal.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, honestly speaking, I did not know what I was looking for, but I knew, as a neuropathologist, that sometimes a brain may be damaged and a brain may be suffering diseases.
Yes.
But by naked eye, it would appear normal.
Okay.
And by CT scan, it would appear normal.
Yes.
Like India, as a neuropathologist.
Yes, yes.
But I had no objective. I did not know what I was looking for. And that was why when I saw changes in his brain, I did not know what those changes were.
Okay.
So I had to go show them to other doctors to validate what I was seeing.
Yes, yes.
Because then I was struggling with depression. I was afraid my depression was getting worse. I was becoming delusional. And I was seeing something that was not there.
Okay.
So I showed my findings to two other doctors, like I showed you as a scientist.
Yes.
So when I showed it to two other doctors, they confirmed what I was seeing. So they validated that, look, Bennett, this is unique.
Yes.
He's not a boxer. This is not Alzheimer's disease. What we are seeing has never been reported before.
Yes.
But I was not fooled. I did not publish my findings as a scientific curiosity.
Okay.
I knew then that I had come across something new.
Yes.
Because I went to the library for 6 months searching the literature.
Yes.
I saw nothing.
Okay.
Okay, so based on the scientific principles and concepts, I was able to put together a hypothesis.
Yes.
That, look, this is a new disease. This is chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And if we look, we shall begin to find this in other athletes.
Yes.
And in the military, because it's not just athletes. And since then, after I published my papers, other groups across the world validated independently my findings, which is what science is all about.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And that is why today, last week, you reached out to me, told me they found CTE in rugby players. Yes, it's expected, because rugby is a violent sport.
It is.
Okay, and no child should engage in such violent sport. It's foolish sport. It's not brain friendly.
Definitely.
Now, if you're an adult,
yes,
you choose to place a gun in your head and shoot yourself. You're an adult. You have every right to do that. I shall defend your right to do that. So if you're an adult, you decide to play rugby, that is your business. Good for you. But not a child.
No, definitely. Definitely.
No child under the age of 18.
Yes.
Should play rugby today, given what we know.
100%.
Am I making sense?
Yes. The other thing.
Somebody may hypothesize.
Yes.
That knowing what we know today, a parent who intentionally makes his child to play rugby is abusing that child.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It qualifies as child abuse, but it's not my call. I'm not a lawmaker. I'm not a lawmaker. I'm not a social scientist.
Yes.
But as a physician,
yes,
I'm a mandatory reporter of child abuse. If I see a child being abused in the United States of America,
yes,
by law,
yes,
I'm mandated to report it to law enforcement.
Yeah. In South Africa, it's actually the same.
What is the definition of child abuse? The intentional or unintentional exposure of a child to the risk of injury and harm.
Definitely.
So if we know that if a child plays rugby on a Saturday morning, that by Sunday morning that child has suffered some degree of brain damage.
Yes.
Isn't that the type of injury?
That is exactly.
Isn't that an abuse of a child?
Definitely. Definitely.
So these are questions as a society, as a modern society, we shall begin to ask ourselves.
Yes.
As human beings, we evolve.
Yes.
We become smarter. We change.
Definitely.
So it's about time we began changing in terms of high-impact, high-contact sports. There are other sports for children, the non-contact, non-impact sports.
No,
children
definitely
can play. There are so many of them.
Yes.
Swimming, lawn tennis, table tennis, basketball.
Yes.
Golf, volleyball.
Yes.
In these types of sports, non-impact, non-contact, blows to the head are not intrinsic to the play.
Okay, yes, yes.
Accidents can still happen.
Yes.
So children must play safely to avoid the occurrence of accidents.
Definitely.
Other less impact, less contact sports like soccer.
Yes.
There should not be any heading of the ball in soccer before the age of 18.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay. And then soccer as we play it today should not be played by children younger than 12.
Okay.
Because soccer is a high dexterity sport.
Yes.
That requires very high levels of neurological functioning.
Yes.
A child under 12 is still developing. That child does not have the neurological capacity to play soccer as we play. And if you don't believe me, go and watch children play soccer on a field.
Definitely.
The first thing you notice, they're very sluggish.
Yes.
They're more likely to run into one another.
Definitely.
Does that make sense?
Definitely, definitely. When one would think that the sports fraternity would embrace all your research that you did at that stage, so why did they oppose the research so strongly? Because then actually they could have saved a lot of children as well as adults getting to know about your research.
Well, why did the NFL, the sports organizations, not just the NFL, all sports organizations have opposed my findings?
Yes.
They've even attacked me.
Yes.
And made attempts to delegitimize me. Okay? But what you would notice, and not just the NFL, the NHL, the National Hockey League, even soccer, all across the world, I've given talks.
Yes.
I'm yet to find a sports league that has come out to embrace the truth.
Yes.
But you'll notice today, modern society, all across the world,
yeah,
we have become afraid of the truth.
Definitely.
The truth is inconvenient.
Yeah. Definitely.
The truth is the more difficult road to travel.
Definitely.
But guess what? There is only one truth. Truth doesn't have a side. That's the title of my memoir.
Definitely.
Okay? Come what may, the truth will prevail. It may take a long time to prevail.
Definitely.
But it will, and it must prevail.
No, definitely.
The question we have to ask ourselves, when the truth prevails, are we on the side of the truth?
Definitely.
But because the truth is inconvenient, in this day and age, including in our politics, look at what is happening in the United States.
Yes.
We develop alternative truths to serve our own convenience.
Yeah.
We pretty much lie to ourselves to make ourselves feel good.
Yes.
And we reject and deny the truth in conformational thinking. That is what the sports organizations are doing.
Yes.
Well, you know, this was about 12, 15 years ago. Then I was naive. I did not know what I know today. I'm smarter today as an older man. Definitely. I did not know that. When I saw my findings, I thought I had discovered something good.
Yes.
And I gladly took it to the NFL to announce my findings.
Definitely.
I was being very innocent and naive. And to my utter shock, they rejected it. However, I did not tire.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew that whatever I was doing, the message I had was for the good of mankind. It would save lives.
Yes.
And I chose to invest on the humanity of science.
Definitely.
And look at where it's led us today. Who knew that a no-name Nigerian doctor who was only 3 months outside his training?
Yes.
As a physician,
yeah,
performing an autopsy in a dilapidated autopsy room up on the mountains of Allegheny, in Pennsylvania, in the United States.
Yes.
Who knew that that autopsy would change the world as we know it?
Yeah.
Definitely.
That is what the truth does.
Definitely.
Now, I paid my price. Don't get me wrong. It's not been easy for me.
Yeah.
But the truth has prevailed.
Definitely.
And my advice, I've been around the world to every sports league. With every humility, please embrace the truth.
Definitely.
It will only make your sports better.
Definitely. Then say,
after all, the way we play rugby today was not the same way we played it 70 years ago. Rugby has changed.
Yes, definitely.
So why should we be afraid of change? In light of the truth.
Definitely.
In light of love, love of one another.
No, definitely.
Who wants his brain to be damaged? Nobody.
Nobody.
So why would we go then to watch rugby and watch other people damage their brains?
Yeah.
Is that what a Christian should do? I'm a Christian.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Not willing.
Am I making sense to you?
Definitely. Definitely.
Thank you.
Then I would just like to thank you for all your research that you did on CTE. My question is just, can we expect more research and insights in this topic in the future? Because we heard that you are busy with a possible clinical trials in humans with regards to picking up CTE in the brain of a patient that's still alive.
Yes. When I first published my, I don't know, I think I was on my sixth paper on CTE. After the NFL was attacking me, the wrestling entertainment, WWE, I got very tired.
Yes.
And my prayer then was that other doctors would take the mantle from me.
Yes.
Or the baton from me and continue the race. I'm tired. Okay.
Yes.
So, luckily, that happened. Other doctors all over the world are now researching CTE.
I'm so glad.
But I've continued my work. What we are doing now, and I'm working with a group of doctors.
Yes.
To develop a way to identify CTE in living people.
Yes.
Using PET scan.
Okay.
But because I am who I am, so many very powerful people do not like me. And also, I'm not ashamed to say it, I'm an African.
Yes.
We know there is some systematic and systemic discrimination around people of certain pedigree.
Yes. No, definitely.
Okay? It is still there. Nobody should deny it.
Definitely.
And we should not be ashamed to say it.
No, definitely.
So, I've been starved of research grants. People are not funding what I'm doing.
Yes.
And my prayer is, I really wish I could appeal to the heart of one blessed person. One wealthy person.
Yeah.
Who could look at the humanity of my work.
Definitely.
And say, okay, Bennett, come. Let me support you. Because it is still for the good of all.
Definitely.
If I succeed in developing a way to identify this disease, it is good for everyone.
No, definitely.
We're very close to it. We've been talking to the Food and Drug Administration.
Sure.
We're almost very close. All I need now is about $2.5 million. And in less than 5 years, God willing,
yes,
we should develop a product, have it approved by the FDA, God willing, definitely, and have it out on the market for people to use.
That would be great. That would be very good. Lastly, I personally watched the movie Concussion based on your work. How accurate would you say the movie portray your story?
Yes. Before I answer that, I forgot. We're also working on a drug we hope may slow down the changes or the symptoms and progression of CTE.
Wow.
We just started a clinical trial, and again, God willing, we may be successful, and we're doing that as well.
I will pray.
About the movie Concussion, every scene in the movie Concussion happened in real life.
Okay.
Every scene happened. There were very minor creative license.
Yes.
Meaning, very minor alterations. For example, let me give you an example. There was a scene where Will Smith was telling an NFL doctor to tell the truth.
Yes.
That meeting happened in a conference room in the hospital.
Okay.
But now, in the movie, it happened in a restaurant.
Okay.
So such minor alterations, but every scene in the movie happened in real life. Did my wife lose a baby? Yes.
Yes.
We lost a baby. Did I lose my job? Yes. I lost my job. Was my boss indicted?
Yes.
Yes, my boss was indicted by the FBI.
Sure.
Did I run away to some place that was very rural? Yes, I ran away because I got tired. Did people threaten my life? Yes. Even till today, people call me and call me.
Sure.
And call me all types of names on the phone.
Yes.
But because I practice my faith in my science and my science in my faith.
Yes.
Now, if you pronounce, confess and profess the truth.
Yes.
You should not have any fear.
No, definitely.
You should not be afraid.
Definitely.
What is there to fear?
Nothing.
Even a great American president said all you have to fear is fear itself.
Definitely.
As long as what you're doing is in the light of the truth and love.
Definitely.
For the good of mankind. What have you got to fear?
No, definitely.
Am I making sense to you?
No. Definitely, definitely.
Okay, so once you embrace the truth, in spite of our politics.
Yes.
Embrace the truth. The truth is that thing that elevates, uplifts, and upholds the humanity of all mankind.
Yes.
Once you do that, you would win. You would prevail. In everything you do, a good example I give people is China.
Yes.
In China, the average human being does not have the freedom and liberty to express himself.
Yeah.
A group of men and women come together to form a party and control other human beings.
Yes.
That is not the truth. Mankind was born to be free.
Definitely.
To have the freedom and liberty to express themselves, to be themselves.
Yes.
And so a system that does not uphold that truth.
Yes.
It's only a matter of time that system would fail, just like communism failed in Soviet Union.
Yes.
And so we bring that down to our individual lives. Whatever you do, whether you're in government or not, especially yes. In South Africa,
yes.
Where you have some level of corruption, like we have in Nigeria,
yes.
One of the most corrupt countries in the world.
Yes.
Whatever you do, you should do that thing that upholds, restores,
yes.
And protects the dignity and the humanity of each and every one of us. That was all I did. And that was why my work prevailed. With time, because for about 10 years, my work was denied.
Yes.
I was dismissed and ostracized, even by my fellow doctors.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
No, definitely. And from my side, I just want to say you've come such a long way, and you're getting truly, you're truly an inspiration to millions around the world, especially myself as well. It's an honor and privilege to be able to talk to you, and yeah. It was very good getting your insights in this whole CTE, and I hope in South Africa we can get that law passed someday, maybe not in our lifetimes, so that children below the age of 18 won't play any contact sports.
Yes, I believe it will happen, but maybe not in our lifetime. But will it happen? Yes, it will.
I hope so. Thank you very much.